this is our town.
Oh, hello, and welcome back to the Everything Goldfields podcast. Thank you so much for jumping on the airwaves, having a search, or just having a listen. We appreciate you being on board with us here at Triple M. And I'm excited to bring you today's guest because it has been a very big, long weekend for Peter Siebert and his team. He is the tournament director for the Cooper Fluid Systems Golden Open, which is very exciting because over the long weekend, they had a huge tournament. It took a few days. Sunday night, they got to celebrate all their wins, of course, but there were many, many individuals from around the goldfields, as well as internationally, who came all the way to Kalgoorlie-Boulder to compete in squash. How cool is that? So you know what? I thought just for you, I'll let you have a listen about what Peter and his team got up to over the long weekend. Here he is. This is the one and only Peter Siebert. Peter, I'm excited to hear about your weekend because you had a very big one.
We had an enormous one.
Yeah, give it to me. Tell me how it went.
The 52nd year of the Golden Open, Cooper yes. Fluid sponsored, of course, also by City of Kalgoorlie Boulder. What a weekend. We had 18 divisions, local divisions, but we also had PSA men and PSA women.
Yep.
It's the strongest field we've had since we've been doing it.
Wow.
And we've had a few upsets. It was exciting. It was players from all over the world. India, Norway, Czechoslovakia.
Wow.
Japan.
Just 5 minutes down the road.
Yeah. And the best thing about it, they flew into Perth and came to Kalgoorlie. It was the first stop in Australia for some of these players.
Wow. What did they think of Kalgoorlie Boulder?
Well, I took a few of them around. Went to Hammond
Park.
Oh,
were you the tour guide?
Oh, I was a little bit tour guide. Yes.
Yeah.
They took them up the Super Pit Lookout and they were amazed by the hole up there. And
isn't it interesting? We're so used to stuff like that, but to new eyes, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's a whole new world, isn't it?
I just looked at their faces and I thought, what are you looking at? But anyway.
It's a hole in the ground. Yeah.
But Hammond Park, they, you know, saw the kangaroos and emus and that down there and the birds and that. They had a ball. It was fantastic.
Yeah, are the peacocks still down there?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they would have loved them.
They did. There was actually a chook down there and it was chasing them around. It was following us around.
So, really?
Yes,
that's a new asset to have in park, isn't it?
And then one of the girls said, well, we better get chook for tea.
Chook for That's dangerous right there. Peter, the weekend just gone, you said it was very big and people came from all over the world. Is this the first time you felt like something like this has just taken off?
This is the first time that ladies, I think with the prize money we put up, that helped us. It's also having a tournament in Perth starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
At the same money.
Yeah.
So they've gone to us first and then going to Perth after that. So it made it to the start of the season for them.
Wow.
Yeah, to go around all, Australia and other games. Matches.
So after Perth, are they heading home or are they still going around the country?
No, they'll be still going around the country.
Wow.
There is a couple of other events, I should say, in New Zealand.
Oh,
which
wow.
Is a bit closer to them, kind of thing, so they can go down there.
Yeah.
I think some were going to Dunedin, I think, for a couple.
Where's Dunedin?
Bottom of the North Island, bottom of South Island in New Zealand. Yeah.
Talking like I'm a local, Peter. I've got no idea. We've got no idea there. Talk me through the upsets because I think they're really intriguing.
There was, especially in the men's.
Yeah.
Well, we'll start with the men's. The winner of the men's PSA final was a guy from New Zealand, Joel Ascott.
Wow.
He played a guy from Czechoslovakia, Andre, and Andre had a great night Sunday night after the prize given.
Just like you, hey?
Yes, it was a big night.
A big celebration, yeah.
Joel actually put the number one seed out.
Wow.
He put him out in the semi-finals, and Andre was number two seed, so it's worked out to number four seed and versus number two, and Joel won that. In the ladies, well.
Here we go.
The ladies, Sarah Cardwell got knocked out in the quarterfinals by the number five seed from India.
Wow.
She actually finished up going through the final, but she lost the final to a lady, Madeline Highland, from Norway.
Wow.
Now, Madeline came to Kalgoorlie. I picked her up from the airport, and she had a ball.
Oh, good. Well, she hung out with you guys, so there was no other option, really, was
that's
there?
That's true. Madeline was actually number eight seed, and the girl from India was number five seed. So it just shows you that's the top two seeds.
So with squash terms, Peter, because I'm unaware, what does seed mean? Place
in the tournament. So number one is the top seed.
Okay, I see.
Goes down to, we had 10 ladies in the PSA women, so yeah. There was 10 seeds and basically in that.
Wow.
And then the men, we had 17, so there were
17 seeds. Yeah, that's going to turn into a big plant, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I love that. Well, Peter, that does wrap up the end of our chat. I'm really happy to have heard what happened over the weekend. As you know, I was away, so I missed it. Yeah. I would have loved to have seen it. But is there anything else you'd like to acknowledge or talk about in regards to the tournament just gone over the weekend, all thanks to Cooper Fluid Systems?
Okay, of course, we had local divisions.
Yes.
And the local players.
Yep.
And what a weekend we had for locals. Now, locals, I'm talking about people that are coming up from regional WA.
Yeah.
We had people from Perth, Bunbury, Kintannon, and, of course, our local players.
Yeah.
And we had great results in our local players. We had William Geish. He's like our main man, number one for our squash in Kalgoorlie. He won Division 1. Paul Smith won Division 3. Connor Hogan won Division 4. And Emilio Sarisa, I might get his name wrong, but he won Division 5. And Dave Barrett won Division 6.
Wow, look at those local legends. Well, they're all around the regions, are they?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, yeah. Yep.
Go the regions.
In the ladies' division, we had a winner, Alison Gibson. I think it's her second season playing.
Wow, good on her.
She won the nugget. Of course, every division winner gets a nugget.
Beautiful.
And Lisa Peterson won the Masters, ladies' Masters.
Good on her.
In the juniors, we had Massimo Sarisa. He won the junior division 2.
Yep.
And so we had pretty good results for our local players.
Sounds it. Jeepers creepers. Look out. Well, next year, be there or be square.
That's
I'm excited
right.
to
That's
see
right.
it. All right, Peter. We'll catch up with you very soon, but have a lovely rest of your day.
Great. Thank you.
How amazing is that? I think it's just incredible how our locals here in Kalgoorlie Boulder are bringing such incredible, incredible things to the community. It's just amazing. I remember being little and I actually used to play a little bit of squash. Can't say I was too good, but she definitely gave it an A for effort. That was Minnie Abby back in the day. Hey, that does bring us to the end of episode 6 on the Everything Goldfields podcast. But do be sure to chuck us a follow right here in the listener app, because each week you can then be notified when a new episode is being released. But apart from that, I will catch back in with you in July because I am off to Europe now. I hope you are having a fantastic rest of the time of June, and I'll catch you in July. It's Abby for breakfast right here on the Everything Goldfields podcast.